It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So we saw that Adrian Wojnarowski, who is now working for St. Bonaventure, is auctioning off all sorts of stuff that he accumulated in his ESPN career, which like his old phones that you're not going to be able to get any access out of, but apparently broke news on. Like, this is the phone that, you know, I broke this story on, and then some other press credentials. So I figured let's throw this out here and see if anybody's interested in the crap that we have lying around here. And trust me, I don't think you do. I'm not assuming that anybody would want any of this stuff. It's just kind of funny. All right, so I have here a 2018 NFL draft experience credential from Times Square when, by the way, this is special because this was the me, you, and Phil Sims one.
Yes.
I was wearing this when, for the first time, he called me a thick some bitch. This was around my neck when Phil Sims called me a thick some bitch.
Don't care.
That's what he slapped. That's what he slapped you in the ass, and you had a wet ass.
No. That was a different time.
Oh, that was a different time. Okay.
But it happened.
All right.
That happened. That's a different time. I want to be. I certainly want to be accurate with these things. Okay. Here we go. The 2018 New York Giants. What a team that was, huh?
Oh yeah.
Can we? What exactly was that? A Pat Shurmur team? I want to say that was a Pat Shurmur team. So I have a season credential that I never used from the 2018 New York Giants. So it was Pat Shurmur. They started off 1-7. They finished 5-11. Dave Gettleman was the general manager. So I've got a season press box credential to the 2018 Giants.
Nice.
With my face on it, everything. It's got a hologram on there. It's stuck to this other thing. But that's out there. That's available for anybody who's interested. Also available, game day access, St. John's game day access, St. John's DePaul on January 6, 2018. This is when I probably thought collecting these things was still cool. It was 2018. So that's a big one right there. Who doesn't remember St. John's DePaul?
That is huge.
January 6, 2018. All right. Oh, this one. Before I get to the big one. This one might have some value. A season credential for the 2014 Pittsburgh Pirates. Huh? 2014 Pittsburgh Pirates. What do you think? What do you think? That team did not go to the playoffs, I don't think. Or maybe they did a wild card. And here's the big one. The big one here. It's the Mayweather-McGregor ticket. It's like a little hologram ticket.
Yeah, that's right, a nice ticket. Let me see that.
And then, there you go. And I got the lanyard for it as well.
Oh, that's a very nice ticket.
Very nice ticket.
Oh, yes.
Look at the back. See how much it was? Luckily, Showtime hooked me up.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
$5,000.
$5,000 for that ticket.
You're Section 2, Row D, Seat 14.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So there you go. That is also available. So did you go through your office and find anything?
Well, I found a few things, but the one thing I thought was most interesting is I found my old iPhone.
Wow, look how small that thing is.
Right.
That's a phone, not an iPod?
Yeah, so compare it to this.
Oh, my Lord.
Look at that, Al.
Wow.
Very tiny.
Very tiny.
Is that the original iPhone?
It may be. I got to see on the back here what it says.
You're friends at Golden Auctions, they sell like original iPhones still in the box and sealed. Like, that's a big item.
Yes, really? Yes, it is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, this iPhone's in good shape. It's got the large charging
port there
in the bottom. Yes, yeah. So I don't know.
It's probably not. Yeah, I don't think you're going to be able to turn that on.
Nah.
By the way, I also heard that we have possession of a sealed, speaking of sealed, a sealed New York Giants Joe Beningo credential that he never opened.
He never opened.
So it's in the envelope, the original Giants envelope with that credential in there.
Yeah, but somebody had to touch it to put it in there.
But it's still sealed.
Mm-hmm.
Joe never took it out. It's never seen the light of day.
Right.
That Joe Beningo Giants credential.
I actually have an old Super Bowl 23 keychain.
Ooh.
That is pretty interesting.
And in your office?
Yeah, it's in my office, yeah.
Oh,
That would be a good one. Hey, Izzo, do you have the Joe Beningo one? I want to show everybody that sealed one if you got that. Because someone might be interested in that. You know, we should have done this for Hungerthon. Oh, here we go. All right, we got other things in here, too?
And also, if you go to my top drawer, there is that keychain, that Super Bowl 23 keychain. If you wouldn't mind getting that for me.
Thank you. All right, so here it is.
All right.
You can inspect this. Joe Beningo's sealed credential. Sealed. Never been opened.
Definitely sealed.
Never been opened. I don't know what season it's from. It could be the same season that I have mine, 2018.
And it says Joe Beningo, WFAN, right there.
Yep. And it's that credential's never seen the light of day.
Wow.
Now, I've got some collector's items here, too, that Izzo just gave me. See? I mean, Woj, you got nothing on us. I've got a Mike's On with Francesa t-shirt here. With, look at this.
From the launch?
At Bar A?
Yep.
This is from the launch of the app?
That's right.
This is from the launch of the app. At Bar A, when he launched the Mike's On app, it's going to be revolutionary. No one's ever seen an app like this. We've got technology that they don't even have in China. With the things that we are doing here, is just amazing. And you're going to be shocked, absolutely shocked, at how revolutionary and thought forward we have been with this app. Meanwhile, it's Eddie Coleman making hockey picks. All right. Now this.
Okay.
What is this now? This is made in China. And you want to talk about
oldie but a goodie?
You want to talk about a collector's item.
Okay.
It's a CMB t-shirt.
Oh, CMB t-shirt. There it is.
We've got a CMB t-shirt here. It says Zero F's Radio. If you comboed the Mike's On app and the CMB shirt. I mean, you're talking about major, major WFAN history here.
That is major history.
This is insane. Absolutely insane. Greg's calling from Long Island. What's going on, Greg?
Yeah, $250 for the entire Giannotti lot.
You can't be serious.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll throw something in. I have 7 Caitlin Clark lottery draft night cards. I'll give you 2 of them.
Oh.
2 Caitlin Clark draft night cards and $250 for the entire lot.
Wow.
Go for it.
The money's got to go to you for this foundation. That's the whole point.
I say take it.
You say take it? All right. Listen, this is what we'll do. I'll put you on hold, and I'm going to have to actually make this transaction and figure this out with you. But if you're serious, Greg, and Boomer's saying taking the $250 for the foundation,
that's good.
And the two Caitlin Clark.
Cards coming your way.
Perfect.
All right,
Greg. There you go. Hang on. All right.
Yes.
So he wants. You know what? He wants the whole Giannotti collection. I'll also give him the shirts here too.
All right. Well, I think what we got to do is go to Mark in Huntington. Mark, what's happening?
Hey, I got an item I'd like to get from you guys if possible. It's a Beningo's Manscaper.
You want the used one?
Yeah, used, in the box, all the attachments.
You know, not only do I have no hair down there, and it does an amazing job with that, but my penis looks bigger. Which is amazing. Something I never would have thought. But my penis is bigger than it used to be. All right, let's go to Jason in Nebraska. What's going on, Jason?
Hey, boys. Like the show. I was curious how much you think, if you have it, and a Larry Johnson 4-point play ball would go for.
Sore spot.
Definitely a sore spot. You know, we had it, but as you know, and as everybody else out there listening knows, Wally Szczerbiak lost it on us because he really didn't care about it.
Mm, that's right. He did not. And he didn't really understand that it was the actual ball, I don't think.
Well, supposedly the person who gave him the ball, which was my CEO, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Told him what the ball was, according to Bob.
Well, yeah, I trust Bob.
Yeah, but something happened, lost in translation.
Right.
You know, I mean, somehow, some way, somebody stopped giving a crap.
Oh, what we got here?
All right.
Oh my God.
There you go.
This one here. This. I mean, I think I might want this. Do you want to tell everybody what this is?
Yeah, sure. I know exactly what it is. Can I see your papers, please? This is my COVID-19 vaccination record card.
Boomer Esiason's COVID vaccination card.
Yes.
Can I
see your papers, please?
I mean, okay. So,
that's basically the life we were living there for 2020.
I mean, that is incredible. I don't think we could throw that into this thing for our buddy Greg who wanted everything else. That's got to go on its own.
Yeah.
Who wants Boomer's COVID card? Somebody's going to want that COVID card.
That is unbelievable.
Imagine going into somebody's house and they have that framed. What's that? Yeah. Oh, that's Boomer's COVID vaccination.
Yeah, and then we also have this.
All right, let me see. Oh. Yeah, this is nice. So it's a keychain, Super Bowl 23 keychain, as you know, the Super Bowl that Boomer played in. And it's a replica, like, ticket of the Super Bowl. So Joe Robbie Stadium's got the logo. And says, good only on January 22nd, 1989. So that is pretty cool. Because, you know, obviously it's from that time. So let's go to Nick in Staten Island. What's going on, Nick?
Gio, yeah. I'm interested if you still have the Casamigos sweatshirt where Kay Adams honked your boob. That would go for big bucks.
I do, Nick. Now, it's been washed several times. Since then.
Oh, the fingerprints and the DNA are gone.
Yeah, they're definitely gone, I would think. Yeah, unfortunately. But I do have it. I mean, I do like that sweatshirt. It's very comfortable. I love that.
That's got to go for ones and ones of dollars.
Now, I would think so. At least. You know, if I had taken it off at that point and then preserved it,
yes.
I think maybe we would have gotten maybe 25, 30.
We could have put it into like a plastic bag or something.
Yeah, exactly, like evidence at a crime scene.
Yes.
Or a paper bag, just throw it in there with tongs and say, this is the sweatshirt where Kay Adams grabbed my man boob. Yeah, that would be a good one. That would certainly be a good one. But we got $250 for the foundation today for the crap that was just hanging in my office. You know, it's going to be tough to part with this Pirates credential, I have to say. I mean, this one's been with me for over a decade now.
Yes.
Look at my face there.
It looks so skinny.
I mean, yeah.
You have like a round face.
I do have a round face.
In this one, you do not.
Yeah,
one looks like you got like a pointy chin.
Yeah, I think.
You have your beard.
The pictures, I mean, it's from a long time ago. But yeah. I mean, I was in my 20s.
Yeah, your face has changed significantly.
I think everybody's face has changed significantly in 10 years, you know?
No, but I'm just saying, like, you have a round face. In that picture, that doesn't look like you.
Yeah, I think you want to know why. I think it's, like, stretched.
Okay.
I don't think it's...
it's a little baby picture.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, I'm just telling you that I don't think I ever looked like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I've had this jack-o'-lantern head since I was born.
That picture looks. I mean, it does look like you, but it does not have the same head shape.
Right. That's what I'm saying. There's something wrong. Because I mean, back then I know what I looked like. So back then.
Which would make it even worth more money because it's imperfect.
They do say that about things.
Yes.
Imperfect. The Pirates credential. KDKA radio. Wow. All right. So we'll put this together. I would, you know what I'm going to have to do, though? I mean, I'm going to have to talk this. This is where I need an assistant. Think Allie will do this for me if I gave her like $100? Talk to this guy, send this out, get the cards back.
Well, Shizzy, you are getting the money for the foundation, right?
Yeah.
So you got to receive the check. The check's got to clear, and then you send the stuff out.
Okay. All right. I'll get Allie on it tomorrow. Do I got to throw her something extra?
No.
Get her like a cup of coffee or something?
No.
All right. That's what I'll do because I can't handle this stuff. I honestly can't. Like when it comes to like talking to somebody and mailing something and like doing that stuff.
But it's kind of like a foundation event deal that you're doing here.
It is. Yeah. I need someone to like a pro to do it.
Yes.
That's what I need. Because me, I'll just sit there. I'll procrastinate. I'll be like, oh, God. 6 months later, I'll be like, what the hell am I doing? I got to mail this to this guy.
But she'll take care of it.
She'll take care of it right away.
Do you think anyone would buy the carton dummy? The dummy itself.
Interesting. It was definitely out. Like, a lot of people saw that on social media. It was used a ton. I think someone would. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know what you'd get for it, but you'd get something. All this stuff, I'm not sure what you'd get. Do we throw our buddy Greg the sealed Beningo one, too, or no? The sealed Beningo?
That is right here. I think he probably would love that.
All right, we'll give him the sealed Beningo. I mean, he said $250 for all this stuff, so.
All right.
We'll give it to him. And he's sending Caitlin Clark cards, so why not?
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So we got $250 for the foundation, Jerry, with a bunch of crap that was in my office. And also we added a Mike's On t-shirt, a CMB t-shirt, and a sealed Joe Beningo Giants credentials. So nice. Someone called up and he said, I'll give you $250 for the foundation. So thank you, Woj, for giving us the idea to put our crap out there for people to buy. And this is actually going to like a real charity as opposed to the St. Bonaventure basketball team, you know?
Well, I mean, yeah.
They're nil collective.
Yeah, nil collective, paying guys, you know, 10, 20, 30,000 to go to school there on top of their scholarship.
Right. Like, this is going to go right into research.
But by the way, Jerry, I don't know the answer to this. I was just wondering. I mean, like, I had to go to class back when I went to Maryland because everybody kind of knew who I was. So if I wasn't in there, like, the professor would know. Later on when I started, early on, you know, I was not very present. My first couple years.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, well, of course not. But I'm just wondering how these basketball players handle all the travel, all the games, and how do they attend class or do they attend class?
On the road.
Yeah. On the road.
Yeah, there's an educator that travels with the team, and I watched it. They have class, if you will, where they have to get their work done. There's an assigned time that they have to do their work for a couple hours.
Do they zoom into classes that are going on?
That I don't, you know, I'm not sure about that. I know they have like the assignments that they have to get done to
train. Do you know how many credits they have to take?
I do not know. I don't, I really
don't.
What
classes are they taking?
I don't know.
I'm not. What's the name of the professor on the road?
I just wonder, like, you know, back in the day we had to, we have a guy here, one of the sales guys, went to Maryland. And he was well after me at Maryland. And he goes, man, did you get any cash when you played? I said, cash? I didn't get crap. Mm. I didn't get anything when I played.
Your parents didn't get a tractor or a car in the driveway?
I didn't get anything. Tractor. No. Number one, I wasn't a highly recruited guy. And number two, I sat the bench for 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, you did get a pony when you were a kid.
Yeah, I did. But that was, listen, my mother died.
I know.
And dad decided that, you know, an animal would be something good to comfort me as a young man.
Yeah, it worked.
To a certain point.
There it is, right there. The pony, right there.
Yeah.
How long did that thing last?
A couple years.
But didn't you give it away, though?
A couple years?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We did give it away. We gave, you know, we couldn't. I mean, my dad built that fence you see there.
Yeah.
He built that with his, you know, bare hands by himself.
That pony didn't turn into, like, Seattle Slough or anything.
His pony turned into a horse and it jumped the fence.
Yeah, I had a pet snake that got out of its.
Just say I was a cute little guy.
You would certainly were.
Yeah,
you had a pet snake that broke out of its enclosure.
Yeah,
never found again. Fifth grade, popped right out of that thing. Mm. Was in the house somewhere. Never saw it again.
No kidding.
What kind of snake was it?
A California king snake.
Okay,
I had to feed it live mice. It's crazy, and I didn't really realize that when I got the thing. Because my fifth grade teacher, he had these snakes in the classroom, and you're a fifth grade boy. You're like, this is awesome. So I'm like, I'm going to get me one of those. You know, and then my parents are like, you sure? I'm like, yeah. Get the thing. I'm like, well, what does it eat? Because the teacher would not feed the snake in front of us. Like, live mice. I'm like, oh. That's great. So I'd have to sit there, and I'd drop it in there. Like, I watched it the first time, and then I couldn't watch it again.
Mm.
A little bit too much.
Yeah, I would think so.
The mouse is so confused. And
ugh. You see the video of the camera they put in the shark?
I didn't. I saw the headline, and I didn't watch the thing. Is it good?
It's just a neat view from the shark's mouth, basically.
Okay.
And it's pretty wild.
Is it a great white?
Not sure. It's a big shark, though, I will tell you that.
But it's probably that or a bull shark or one of those.
It could be, yes. And then there was also some pretty cool video of a guy there in Hawaii that ran into the ocean yesterday to save someone that was struggling with these monster waves coming over them, saved their life.
When you were out, there was a story of a woman in Turks and Caicos who was trying to take a selfie with the shark behind her. So there was a bull shark. It wasn't a fully grown okay. bull shark, but it was a bull shark.
She knew the shark was there?
Yeah.
Oh.
So she wanted to take a selfie with the shark in the background. And the bull shark came up and ate her hands off. Both
You're
hands.
You're kidding me.
I'm not. Ate her hands
Come
right
on.
Off. Ate her hands off.
I don't believe that.
I'm telling you, ate her hands off.
Idiot.
Shark.
For real.
Yeah, hands.
You know, you wouldn't make fun of something like this unless she did what she did.
Yeah.
Well, no, she I don't know herself. What's real anymore. I think
yeah, I
you
know.
Can
I
attest
can
to that.
Attest to that. Yes.
This is New York Post, February 17th. Tourist loses both hands trying to take a photo with shark. And guess what? You know where she was from? Proves my point. Canada.
Yeah. Proves your point.
What point are you trying to be prove?
They're all losers up there. No, it's just. Yeah.
Wow, that's horrible.
Yep. It was actually, no, it was big. The shark was bigger than I thought. It was six feet. 6 foot bull shark.
I don't get even like, I watched some video the other day. Actually, it was on TV. Where someone took an African safari,
yeah,
and the person was saying how nervous they were, and you hear the tour guide in the video say, just keep calm, they'll walk right by. And these lions, like, literally are 3 feet from the van.
Yeah, I was hoping that like, Al was going to do that.
I know, you wanted
Al. And experience that. That would
be interesting, going to Africa.
I know, I'm well aware.
I'd love to see in Africa.
But there have had to have been instances where these animals have attacked people. There have to have been,
yeah,
no?
You would think so. But the tour guide would know if he said, hey, just...
Oh, yeah, I'm going to trust my to a tour guide on a bus in Africa.
Yeah, but like, they got, like, tranquilizer guns.
Do they?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
of course they do.
I think they do.
Yeah, this would
But I think though. Al in Africa would have been perfect. It's like you in Turkey.
You know, you think, like, the lions would be the thing that would get you?
I would.
I
the
think
hyenas?
No. I think the elephants and the hippos are the ones that will really F you up. Those hippos... are nasty.
You gotta watch out for a wildebeest.
Wildebeest. Then also, the elephants. Like, you get close to, like, a baby elephant, those things will trample you, and they're quicker than you thought.
You can actually, on YouTube, watch live shots of the African desert, and you can see the animals. So I would imagine from time to time you see an attack.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Poor deer. Yeah.
By the way, that doesn't count, Al, for you going to Africa. You can't just sit there and watch them on some camera.
What if I use AI and get me in the film?
That would be tremendous. I'm watching it, and there's Al popping up on the video. It is pretty funny, though. But well, interesting, I should say.
Yeah, there's a guy who works in the garage downstairs in the morning who he was gone for like 2 weeks, and I'm used to see him every morning and I talk to him. I said, where were you? He goes like, I was back visiting family in Nigeria. And I said, you know what? My producer almost went to Africa.
Almost is a loose term.
That's what I said. He was almost this close to going to Africa.
He would have been kicking and screaming through the airport with Boomer dragging him.
I mean, I just would have loved to see you go through the shot routine that you have to go through before you go there.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't get any more shots.
Oh, okay.
Can't get any more shots.
He may never leave Jersey again.
You know what? There's definitely, you could put that up there on that site. Will Al Dukes ever leave New Jersey again?
Possibly doesn't. Although, yes, he will because he's going to retire somewhere else.
Okay.
You know what? The better question is, will he ever leave the United States again?
No, he definitely will not.
Or when Al retires, will he ever come into New York City again?
No, that's 0% chance.
Are you crazy?
No way.
What if he's inducted into the New York State Broadcasters Hall of Fame?
Wow.
I'd zoom in and be like, sorry, I couldn't make it today.
Right. We'd all zoom in.
Would you rather go back to New York City after you retire or go on that African safari?
Back into New York City.
Okay.
Just because I've experience there. Here. I'm here now.
That is true. All right, Jerry, what's happening over there?
Not a whole lot. We do have this baseball stuff. Just one quick one with Sean Manaea. Just in terms of when this oblique injury happened, we know he's going to be shut down for a couple weeks.
A couple weeks ago, pretty much at the very beginning of camp. And, yeah, it kind of... nothing really got any better. Didn't really get worse. It just kind of plateaued.
Just lingering. Here's Carlos Mendoza on a timeline for a return.
It could take 7, 14, 21 days to heal, and then once he's symptom free, he'll start. He's throwing again.
Okay, well, fair enough. It's spring training baseball. Great. Giancarlo Stanton back in New York for the elbows, not elbow, elbows, and also back for a personal reason, as per Aaron Boone yesterday. The Nets lost to the Wizards 107-99. Also of note, you've got the Lakers home for the Mavericks tonight. First things first, here's J.J. Redick. So, you know, Luka Doncic's now been a Laker for a few weeks. How are things going?
Every day that he's been with us, it's becoming just a little bit more normal. I've been there, like, the first time you play your old team, particularly this close in time duration. It's going to be weird, but he'll be able to handle it.
And that'll be tonight against the Mavericks.
He's definitely been there because all of his old teams hated him, too.
J.J. Redick.
Yeah, he knows exactly how he feels.
Here's his teammate, Dorian Finney-Smith. How he thinks Doncic will handle everything.
I think he's going to be excited, you know, but everybody in the locker room is excited. You know, we got his back. You know, it's going to be a hard-fought game. I know J.K. going to have him ready to come in and compete, so we just got to match the intensity.
Now, as for Doncic, he got out to a slow start. Did have 32 the other day, though, in a win. Here was Doncic going forward.
Our goal is to win championship, you know, and that's our only goal. And I think we have the team for that. You know, obviously, the chemistry with me and the guys, you know, is going to take a little time still, but, you know, like you saw today, I think it's getting better and better.
So that should be a fun game coming up later tonight. Now, the Knicks are off again. They'll play the Sixers lost 8 in a row now, I think it is, something like that. They've been awful. Knicks Sixers tomorrow. This is Bill Simmons. You tell me what you think of this take is on Jalen Brunson, which I was surprised. I guess he's a Celtic guy.
Yeah, of course. Simmons. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think he's become the preeminent flopper in the NBA. I actually have to put him.
The reviewed play or the inbounds when he was coming right to left?
It's just a whole bunch of them. He's doing it on both ends. He's doing it on defense and offense. By the way, kudos to him because it's working.
I never thought of him as a flopper. I know Josh Hart had the flop the other day, that one play down the floor where he went down like he got shot.
Yeah.
And it was nothing.
Well, if you remember last year, we talked about how he doesn't get the calls like star players get him. And I think that this year he went in and was like, hey, I'll try to get more calls.
Okay.
I honestly think that's what it's been. But he's definitely not the preeminent flopper in the NBA. But there's no doubt that he's tried a little bit harder to draw calls this year.
All right, fair enough. St. John's up 3 spots. There, know, that's the one.
Yeah, that's flopping by Josh Hart.
Yeah,
yes.
100%. I thought that was actually hilarious. And then they review it, and the official's like, yeah, there was nothing here. Pretty funny. So you got St. John's now the number 7 team in the country. I like this because you're looking for Rick Pitino sound, or I was. I found him doing a speech. As you will, another one of these great quotes from Pitino. Where is it? Oh, I think I lost it. Never mind, not going to hear it.
Nah.
All right, maybe next hour. the other night we played, or yesterday we played, who was it? It was A-Rod making the bank shot for the kid that won 10. Now, I don't know what this kid made, but what's really cool about this is, as we'll play the ESPN sound, it's one of these long quarts, putts on the court. You got to go baseline to baseline.
Yeah. Okay.
Patrick Mahomes in attendance for the Houston Texas Tech game when this kid does this.
All right, so on the break, or on their commercial break, you know, they're having fun. We're putting. And, you know, putting on a basketball court, it's not so easy. It goes past Bobby. But hang on. Fluorescent golf ball, and it's in. The place goes bananas, and what do? You go and celebrate with Patrick Mahomes.
So Mahomes comes out of his seat and starts, like, you know, not chest bumping him, but going shoulder to shoulder with him up in the air. It was actually a pretty cool moment. So you had A-Rod with the students the other day, and you got Patrick Mahomes sitting courtside with this guy.
Yeah, and he's got a brand new haircut. He's no longer doing his classic Patrick Mahomes haircut. He probably said, I got my ass kicked so bad in the Super Bowl, we got to switch something up here. So he changed his hair. There he is.
Here's my Pitino clip that I wanted to play, which I do like.
We give no excuses when we fail. Failure is just fertilizer to help us grow as a team.
Fertilizer.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
I never heard that
Failure's one. Failure is fertilizer. You could use that for your quote calendar, too. Failure is fertilizer.
I got a boomer one. I'm good.
What was the boomer
the
one?
The richest person in the graveyard.
Oh, that's right. You don't want to be the richest person in the graveyard.
Exactly. Makes no sense.
Yeah.
NFL-wise, we've got the Combine starting this week. One from Stephen Jones coming out of the elevator at the Combine talking to the media how the Cowboys are going to attack this offseason.
We're going to look at everything we can. We're going to be selectively aggressive. We obviously, you know, there's things in this league you have to, you know, you have certain amount of resources they allow you to have, and you know, we'll look at that, but we're going to try to improve our football team. Not try, we're going to improve our football team, and, you know, we expect to have success next year.
So the cool thing here is you're going to start hearing from everybody. I would think today we'll hear from most of the GMs and the coaches.
The other interesting thing for me about the Dallas Cowboys, they just basically shunned Mike McCarthy. That's all they did. They kept pretty much everybody else, and they also changed their defensive coordinator.
Yeah, they actually changed over a lot, but he wanted a five-year deal.
McCarthy did.
That's what reports say, yes. And they wanted to give him two.
Whew.
So I would not have given him 5 years.
He wanted a five-year deal?
That's what the story said. You know, I'm not there. I don't know. But
I think I think it's a good team. I think they won with the backup quarterback. They were competitive for the most part, even with Dak being hurt and all the injuries that they sustained. But that is interesting that they kind of kept everything in place for Dak, at least, to be successful offensively.
For next season.
Yeah, for the offensive coordinator, becomes the head coach, that kind of thing.
And on the Nightcap podcast, I only play this. This has nothing to do with sports, really, but more since some of us are very friendly, some of us are not, who knows. Shannon Sharp, it either sounds like he moved into a new house or he's just had enough of his neighbors. So here he is explaining the way people are around him.
I work out of my garage and people just walk up. Hey, I thought that was you. How you doing? If you don't get your ass out of my garage, people don't have no filter. They don't have no nothing.
Apparently, he doesn't want to be bothered.
Well, let's shut the garage door.
I can see him working out shirtless.
Yeah, the people are going to come up and talk to him.
I mean, he's popular.
I mean, that's like a bug zapper. Like, people are going to be attracted to that. You know,
I mean, if you're working out in your, well, you don't have a garage.
No,
right?
I do not. No.
Well, let's say you are working out on your front lawn, and you had your shirt off.
Yeah, everybody would be running in the other direction,
coming over and saying, "Hey, Gio, what's up?"
Yeah, but I mean, Shannon Sharp to this day is jacked.
Yes, he is.
So, like, if he's working out of the garage door open, people are going, "Hey, Shannon, what's up, man?" Thinking that, you know, he'd want that attention.
With the garage open.
Yeah.
Yes. And he's as jacked now, I think maybe even more so than he was when he played.
Probably.
Which is pretty crazy. NHL tonight, you got the Rangers and Islanders at UBS Arena.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We talked about Adrian Wojnarowski, who is auctioning off stuff from his ESPN career, got us thinking around here. What could we auction off? I got a bunch of credentials and a Mayweather-McGregor ticket, a CMB t-shirt, a Mike's On app t-shirt, a Joe Beningo unsealed credential, and that all that lot went for $250 to a listener named Greg, who is going to donate that right into the foundation.
So is there anything else that you can think of that you have in your office that you could auction off?
No, not anything I'm willing to part with. You know, there is a Boomer and Geo helmet in there I thought about, but no, nothing else I think I'm willing to part with. John in Middletown joins us. What's going on, John?
How you doing, guys? I just want to see what the going bid is for Geo's vajankle.
Oh, man. You know what? It's a pair of vajankles, too, by the way. There are two. There are two of them.
Are they autographed? Is there an autographed Boomer?
Would you sign a vajankle, Boomer?
You know what? I was asked yesterday if there was anything that I would sign. I am not signing a vajankle. No?
No?
Sorry.
That knocks the bid down.
Yeah, it certainly does.
I don't think so. Well, I mean, listen, if that's your thing, that's your thing.
And you're not going to use the vajankles, right? I mean, you're just going to display them?
Oh, no. Part of the deal is we'd have to have them checked out, make sure there's no biologicals on them.
They certainly are not. We took them right out of the box, and then we unwrapped them, and then they've been sitting. One of them was sitting here for a little bit in front of me in the studio, but now they're both in my office prominently displayed. So, if Boomer's willing to sign the vajankle.
Wait, I'm not signing a vajankle. I'm not doing that. But, I mean, you could sell the vajankles if you want.
I don't want to sell the vajankles. I like having the vajankles in the office.
You do like the vajankles.
Well, the reason I love having the vajankles in the office, and thanks, John, is because people still walk in there that haven't been in there.
Yeah.
And they're sitting back there, like, by the window. And I know people are looking at them, but they don't want to say anything about it. You know, it's great. You're just seeing how uncomfortable they get, and they keep looking over there. It's like, what?
I mean,
it's kind of a weird foot fetish or something.
Does HR know that you have the vajankles in your office?
I mean, I talk about it on the air all the time.
That would probably be something like, you know, they're not too happy about.
Well, they're my vajankles.
You know how HR is. They got to create problems.
It's not. I'm not doing anything with the vajankles. They're just sitting there.
It's a vajankle. It may upset somebody. It hurt somebody's feelings.
Whose feelings are getting hurt over a vajankle?
Yeah, I don't think any of those people back there have feelings.
No, I don't. It's like Severance back there. They don't even know who they are.
Yeah,
I don't think, because if you look at it, it just looks like two prosthetic feet.
Oh,
you have
okay.
to get, you got to get up close to see the vagina on top of the ankle. So you really have to take a look. It's not like I've got them, you know, positioned in a way where you see that. It's just, it's 2 feet.
You know, if Boomer signed the left one and you signed the right one, that might fetch a lot more than $250.
Yeah, I don't.
For the foundation.
Yeah, I'm not going to sign a vajankle. I'm just not doing that.
I don't understand. What do you think it's going to do? We're talking about the vajankle here. Everybody knows what's going on. You do it for the foundation. I mean, think people are going to think less of you that your signature's on a vajankle?
It's not. I don't.
It's a
care.
One of a kind thing.
Not, I know, but I'm just not signing the vajankle.
But what is the harm? I guess is the question.
Because I have nothing to do with the vajankle. Like they're your vajankles.
But here's the thing you have to do with the vajankle is the fact that it is our show together.
Yeah, but
the vajankle has become a part of.
You don't see the vajankle sitting in my office.
Right, but it's a part of the show. We're talking about vajankles.
Right.
People know that it is a part of the show. And then you have Boomer and Geo signed vajankles. It makes sense because we talk about it.
It's for the children.
It really is.
Yeah, I'm not signing a vajankle.
Vajankle. I bet you Dan Marino would sign that vajankle.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he would.
Yeah, I don't see Dan Marino signing the vajankle. I don't.
Well, Rex would sign it for sure.
Oh,
no, Rex would take it and violate it. That's what he would do. Then he may sign it afterwards. I think you're being a little bit too prude about this. I think you slapped that Boomer Esiason the number 7 on that vajankle and we put it up there for auction. I was talking about a one-of-a-kind item.
1988 MVP.
I mean, come on. This is a tremendous opportunity.
It is not a tremendous opportunity. These are your vajankles. You signed them, and, you know, I'll support the selling of them, of course.
But you understand how much more important.
Get Al Dukes to sign them. Everybody loves Al Dukes.
No, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
Oh, yes, it is. Al Dukes has got a he's got the warm-up show. He's got the podcast.
No.
He's Al's boring.
Stop. You know
Al's
it's not the same.
Boring vajankles.
No, that's not the same as NFL MVP.
It's just not.
No, it's not happening.
I mean, that wonderful signature that you have all from the foot right up to the vajankle part of it, it would be amazing.
Not happening.
I'll bring it in, and you'll take a look at it and tell me then that you don't want to sign it. Once you see that foot and that vajankle, you'll be like, you know what? This isn't so bad. Because I think you forget how great it is.
Yeah, but the thing about it is that I didn't want anything to do with the vajankles. You do.
What do you mean you don't want anything to do with the vajankles?
How did you get the vajankles? Did you order those?
So we talked about, there was a show that I never heard about the vajankle. So there was a show that the guy, Rick Hoffman from Suits, who's a WFAN listener, he's a big Giants fan.
Yes.
So he came on with us and he recommended the name of this show, which I can't remember. It's been years now. But I watched it and I liked it. It was like Mr. Something.
Was he in it?
He was not in it.
Okay.
But he recommended it and I liked it. And it was funny. And then like the first or second episode, like they, in the show, they go into this guy's house and like, what is this? He's like, oh, it's a vajankle. And I thought it was funny. So I came in here. I was like, you know, you ever hear of a vajankle? And nobody had heard of it. And we had a fun conversation about it. And I was like, I wonder if I could get vajankles on Amazon. And I did. And then I had it.
Well,
right.
There you go. They're your vajankles then.
They are. But it's a part of the show. It's a part of the show's history.
Was it Mr. In Between?
Yes, Mr. In Between. Yes, that's what it was. Mr. In Between. Did you put in vajankle TV show?
I did.
There you go. Did you use Google or AI?
I tried AI. I was not aware of that, but I tried regular Google and it did come right up.
Nice. Regular Google still winning.
You think Grok would know it?
I don't know, but you know, it's weird. The spelling of that has a J in the middle, not a G, which doesn't make any sense.
I agree. It's definitely, well, I guess, vajankle.
Let me ask Grok. What are vajankles?
It's a
I said that, they came up, what are Bojangles?
No.
Nope.
This is why you got to type it in with you.
I clearly said Bojangle. I didn't say Bojangles.
Bojangle.
Did you type it in? Are you using the J, not the G?
It seems like there's a typo or a misunderstanding to your question. Did you? Let me see.
See, Grok is just not. It's not there yet.
Not
right.
Not
you quite. Don't know Vajankles. You just this technology.
It's Frankles.
No.
Vajankles, a unique term, cultural reference, or even misspelling of something else.
No.
See. Yeah.
No. It's a prosthetic foot you can have sex with. That's what it is. Come on, Grok. Let's go.
Grok didn't know it.
Let's go. I mean, for crying out loud. I'm supposed to be impressed with this thing. Doesn't know what a vajankle is. We got a long way to go.
We do.
We got a long way to go with this AI.
I did a deep search.
You went deep search with vajankle?
Deep search, yes.
Wow. Still didn't know. I'm going to go grab those vajankles. I'll bring them in with a Sharpie and see if we can change your mind.